It's our final coaches shows here of the season on KNZA 103.9 FM. Brandon Tabman with you, and we're starting here with Donovan West, and we got Perry Smith, the Mustangs girls basketball coach. It is presented by Vedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. The Mustangs still alive. Their season will continue. A semifinal game on Friday and sub-state action as they are hosting this Class 1A Division I sub-state. They will be the first of two semifinals on Friday night, 6 o'clock, as they take on Burlingame. Well, Coach, I know you've had some time since that first game last week, which was a big win against Northern Heights. And I know right now things are kind of interesting in terms of the last couple of days and dealing with some, you know, some sickness around the team and just trying to shuffle and, you know, trying to get this team right before the game on Friday. You know, how the last few days have gone for you and just kind of the preparation here in the last few days.
Well, you know, that's the good thing about us is we're kind of veteran in this. So our girls kind of know what we expect and how we do things, you know, as far as postseason basketball. But we've been kind of dealing with some sickness. We've had some the flu bug kind of going through us right now, and which is not the time we want it to happen, but that's kind of out of our control, I think. So we've kind of had to battle through some of that the last couple days. And that's been okay too, because now, you know, we've got some other girls that, you know, understand that they're a play away, and have to get themselves ready to go. And the older girls are definitely, doing that as well. So we're getting ourselves ready and hopefully we get a little healthier when it comes time on Friday night.
You guys, of course, won the state tournament a year ago. You have an opportunity two wins away from getting back, trying to defend your title. You lost a good group of seniors from a year ago, but you still brought back some great talent. What was maybe the biggest difference with your team last year that won the state title compared to your team this year that has an opportunity to win a couple and get back?
Well, you know, you said it earlier, you know, we lost three seniors that had played for us for 3 years, you know, definitely since they were sophomores. So we've also had to bring some young girls up that, you know, we think they're going to be really good players and have gotten better and better all year long. But, you know, we play two freshmen and two sophomores a ton of time, as well as, you know, bringing back, you know, Melena Westine, you know, has played a lot, and Brenna Eady and Katie Johnson, who all three had major roles last year. But, you know, we feel like we're where we want to be. You know, we lost to Troy, you know, a week ago at Troy, and I gave them a ton of credit. I thought they played really well and did some things that made it tough on us. But we're kind of a battle-tested group that has been in every game. You know, getting sub-state at home is such a big thing, you know, for no matter who it is, and we will be no different. So we're excited about that opportunity, and our girls will be ready to go, no question about it. You can't, you know, once you have that tradition of knowing what it takes and how to do it, that's something you don't forget. So these girls will be ready to go on Friday night, no question about it.
Well, let's talk about Burlingame real quick, and this is certainly going to be a tough matchup. They got a bye, so did not play last week, so they've had certainly a little bit of time as well to kind of prep, you know, to make the trip out to D West and take on your squad here on Friday night, win and move on scenario, of course. But this is a team that certainly has one of the top players in the state, Kaylin Noonan. I had a chance to see her a couple years ago out in Dodge City, but now she's a senior. She actually went three straight games, breaking a school record in each of those three games. Within the last couple of weeks, she is now the school leader at Burlingame in steals, rebounds, and assists, and she did it in three games in a row. So certainly a top-tier player in the state, and milestone after milestone for her. I would think, you know, as you've been prepping for this Burlingame squad, it's got to start with her.
Yeah, it definitely does. You don't have to watch them on film very long to figure out that she's the cog that makes that thing run. And she's a good player and plays hard. I admire how she does things. Looks like she goes about her day the right way on the court for sure. So it is a good prep for us. But at the same time, we kind of feel like we've seen players like this in our league. You know, so. She's a good player, and they do a lot of nice things. They play hard. They compete hard. But, you know, the Twin Valley kind of prepares you for games like this, and we feel that we've kind of seen some of this stuff. So, we you know, we're kind of battle-tested in that right. It's postseason basketball is all about what team goes out and executes and gets, you know, gets to some 50-50 balls, rebounds the ball better, you know, gets themselves some opportunities to score or get stops that are key. And it always seems to come down to a possession here, a possession there. And, that's certainly the way that it could play out Friday and Saturday for us, as well.
Donovan West, girls basketball coach, that is Perry Smith joining us one final time here in 23-24, brought to you by Medina State Bank, Triple L Tire, Mustangs Friday. Semifinal on their home floor, taking on Burlingame. Another semifinal at 7:30 will be Centralia and Troy, both those games Friday on KMZA 92.1. Coach, we appreciate your time throughout the course of the season. Good luck here the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Brandon.